Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I think that Sharon Moore, the ex-head football coach at the University of Michigan, his life is forever changed. Clearly, because 4 o'clock yesterday, the news broke that he was out of a job, that he had been fired for cause. That was the way it came out initially, for cause. So then you're like, uh-oh, what happened? And mind you, Michigan is a situation that's been under the microscope since the national championship winning season because of the spying and the signals, and you got all this stuff, which, by the way, I don't know about you. There's no way that I don't have an asterisk by that. Like, what they did and what they uncovered, there's a reason why Jim Harbaugh is not going to ever go back to college football because of the penalties that will be levied upon him. There's a reason why I think he exited stage left to go to the NFL after winning the championship. There's a reason why Sharon Moore had to be suspended and miss games this year. There's a reason why Connor Stallions. So all that stuff, like Michigan had its issues. They were not on the up and up. With all that being said, 4 o'clock yesterday, they announced that they've moved on. Then it comes out that it was because he was having an inappropriate relationship with a staffer, which you're like, okay, now we got Sharon Moore and this staffer. They're basically the new Coldplay, right? And there was like a meme of him holding
the meme.
The,
I know.
I mean, so, and I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to take shots, but this is part of life. It happens all the time. It's happening in a corporation right now. It's happening in an office space right now. It's happening with another sports team right now. These things have happened and will continue to happen because, quite frankly, people think that in society you're not going to get caught or everybody else is doing it. Mm-hmm. That aside. So that comes out. And then later in the evening, we're sitting up here and I'm doing the late show. It comes out that he's been detained by the police.
Yeah.
And I think he's still, like, in jail right now.
I haven't heard anything otherwise.
So we should probably get some more information on it at some point today. But they were not specific about the detainment. They said something about domestic or they said an alleged assault with all of this. And then you got all of the speculation and the rumors.
Yeah, okay? Nothing official as far as charges or anything around.
Nothing official. They have the woman's photograph that's flying around all over social media. And she was basically an assistant on the, not she wasn't a coach, but she was an assistant, like on the staff. They have people that, you know, do all kind of different work and tasks for them, whatever. And so, like, that's out there. There's speculation that there was a pregnancy that was involved. And Sharon Moore, and I didn't even know this, that he's, you know, he's married with like four children, whatever. And so I thought that he was married, but I didn't know how many kids he had or whatever. Anyway, and then there was some stuff that was leaking out last night that part of him being detained, because he's not being detained because he got fired. He got fired. He's not being detained because he cheated on his wife. That happens. He's detained because of something tied to allegedly an assault. But there was some speculation about him even talking about harming himself or possibly somebody else. This, to me, when we talk about, we have these all the time, the fall from grace stories.
Mm-hmm.
This is mind-blowing to me right now. And I'm not, I have fun on the Lake Show on Tuesdays and Thursdays where we do this word on the street. It's kind of a gossip column type segment. This is definition TMZ word on the street. Like, you're trying to figure all of this stuff out in real time. It's I feel for his kids. I feel for his wife. I just don't know how, especially on a college campus, and there's a lot of stuff on college campuses, clearly, right, that coaches could get into. We heard the speculation years ago about Pete Carroll and co-eds. We heard the speculation about Lane Kiffin and co-eds. We've heard all that stuff, whatever. But when you're the head person on a college campus, how do you not, and I'm not just limiting to college campus environments, but specifically in a leadership role, how do you not understand that you cannot do this? How can you not even look at what the Boston Celtics a few years ago with M.A. Udoka in his situation, what led him to leave out of Boston? Now he's landed in a great spot because he's the head coach of the Houston Rockets. You know, and when you win, it's going to give you a second chance. Sharon Moore, I don't think he won enough at Michigan for him to probably end up getting a second. But second chances, third chances for him is not even something he should be worried about right now. He should be worried about being detained by police.
No, I'm sure he's plenty worried about that right now.
What was your first thought when you heard about this show?
I mean, the first was, you know, like you said, it was the initial report of fired for cause, an inappropriate relationship. Like, oh, that's interesting. Okay, well, they found out he and a, you know, staffer or something were clearly some sort of affair, and that's a violation of the contract, so he's out. But then, yeah, when it came out more later that he's been brought to jail, whoa, that's a lot more than what we all thought it was initially. And, you know, whatever.
Because then you're like, something of a criminal nature? Yeah. What's happening here?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, an affair is not criminal, but now we have something, whether it was, you know, somebody underage, whether it was somebody that was, you know, like I said, threatened or some sort of abuse. You know, now we're talking some really, really serious stuff. And for this guy, I mean, for every player at Michigan now to know that every word he told you was completely hollow, you know, that's got to be a bummer for the kids that are, you know, playing in that program, obviously.
Yeah. And now you got a big time job that has to get filled.
Yeah.
And who's going to take that job right now?
Well, they'll find somebody.
They're going to get a good coach, but the timing of it is, like, insane right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
We got college football playoff stuff going on, so, yeah, this will be something that we'll continue to kind of monitor, and you never know, there could be something that breaks over the course of this show. But coming up next year on the Chad Hartman Show, you know, this hemp ban in the federal funding bill, that the legislation with the with President Trump that he signed just a couple of months ago, or a month and a half ago, could end Minnesota's THC edibles and drinks industry. It really would impact that. Ryan Pett, CEO and co-founder of Fulton Brewing, he joins us next year on the Chad Hartman Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.